1211 on WTOP. It may be the holiday season, but that isn't slowing down the rate of new restaurants opening up in the D.C. area. Let's get details now from Nikki Nellis of the list, areyouonit.com. Nikki, good to see you back. What's going on around town?
Well, you know, you can absolutely do some outdoor dining today because lots of restaurants will certainly have their patios open. But there are some new places that have opened up around town that I certainly want to give notice to. First and foremost is Osteria Morini. Now, this is a new restaurant. It's in the Navy Yards. And you're probably thinking, Navy Yards? Not a lot of people know that area just yet. But trust me, this is going to be one of the new hotspots for dining. We talked about Blue Jacket opening there a month ago. And now Osteria Morini has opened. This is Michael White, huge chef up in New York. He has opened it down here. It's a lovely, like, trattoria, terrific pastas and wonderful casual Italian dining. Not overly expensive. And in fact, they just started doing lunch yesterday.
Wow.
So you can go there for dinner. You can go there for lunch. They have a lovely happy hour right on the water. Gorgeous dining.
Wow.
The other place I want to tell you about is one of my new favorites. It's called Iron Gate. And this is such an interesting concept. This is from the Neighborhood Restaurant Group, the guys behind Birch and Barley and Arsenal and all these other great places around the city. So this is at the old Iron Gate down in DuPont Circle. And half the restaurant is almost outdoors and the other half is indoors. So at the indoor dining area, it is a tasting menu put together by Chef Anthony Cheatham. It is one of the most romantic spots in the city. And
really?
I come in here all the time. There's not a lot of romantic dining in this city anymore. This is it. If you've got a special occasion, you're popping the question, you want that night with a special someone.
Is it super expensive?
It is not super expensive. Okay. The four-course tasting menu is $50 per person.
Not bad.
And I have to say the wine list put together by wine director Brent Kroll is spectacular. And I mean that not only in the kinds of wines he has, but in the prices. I mean, you're looking in the $40 to $60 range. And it's just, it's so well put together. He really put together a great profile. Now, outside, there is like a covered bar area with heaters and then an outdoor patio. I mean, summertime, get ready. There's going to be a line.
Right.
But it's all a la carte dining there. And that's going to be year-round, weather permitting, of course. But I would go and check that out. The last thing I want to tell you about is Riz Lacoste. Everybody knows her from her Riz restaurant down in the West End. But she has a pop-up at Union Market. She will actually have a stand there, but until it's ready to open, she's got a pop-up and she's calling it Riz's Larder. And what that means, it's like her pantry. So it's all these prepared items, stocks, sauces, mixers. A great place to stock up on items for your holidays, whether you're entertaining or you want to bring gifts. Great place to
do it. Union Market really just springing. It's just fabulous, right?
Kills it. Right. Absolutely.
Excellent. Some great recommendations. Thank you, Nikki.
You're very welcome.
Nikki Nellis of the list, areyouonit.com, co-host of Foodie and the Beast, Sunday mornings on our sister station, 1500 AM.